88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Reading Tanya Sweeney in the Irish Independent today, and she tells me that homemade smoothies, the posh children, charcuterie boards and educational games are top of the agenda at children's playdates. Katie Mack from the Opinions Matter podcast is with us on the line. Katie, is this what happens in your house?
Hiya. Yeah, like it's we're only starting the whole playdate thing, so I'm kind of only starting to get used to it now. But I just think some of them are really, really forced. Like, what, as Tanya said in her article, I had a look at the article and it's kind of like, whatever happened to saying, like, go out and play and come back in for your tea? Like, it's all like, you know, sitting around making small talk. Sometimes you're not in the mood to make small talk. Like, obviously you have your friends who have kids and, you know, and then your kids in your class and their friends, but it's almost like, I don't know, oh, we have to meet for a play date. And then they go over and they're doing baking and, like, they've got loads of different activities out and that. And you're kind of like, whatever happened to a simple going out on the road and playing?
Yeah, so there's
with your friends.
There's play date pressure then.
There's which?
Play date pressure.
Yeah, like if their little friends are coming over, I kind of feel sometimes, you know, like I have to have stuff in to do baking or I have to have stuff in to kind of keep them busy. Whereas when we were kids, it was kind of like, you know, go out on the street and play, yeah, and come in, you know, obviously you'd be watched and stuff. But like,
make up your own
I don't
fun.
Know, I think kids get bored more easily now as well. And like, I think we had better imaginations as kids. I think kids nowadays kind of need a lot of kind of, it's probably a lot to do with gaming and like the likes of iPads, phones and stuff. But like, you don't see kids out climbing trees anymore or like making daisy chains or anything like that, playing kick the can curbs. Like even those, like my son wouldn't even know what those games are because they're just not in his circle. It's like kids today just don't have the same imaginations that we had.
Yeah, but the kids though, I imagine, look, I don't have children, but I hear a lot of this from my friends when they're talking about it, right? And this is something that, to be fair, they do complain and moan about quite a bit, but they will say, it's just not the children. The children don't know any different. They go to somebody's house and they obviously take part in what activities are put on. So this pressure has to be coming from the parents.
Yeah, there is pressure from the parents. And then as well, you see some parents are super fussy as well about what the kids eat. You have parents whose kids are like, which wasn't a thing when we were kids, oh, they're vegetarian, so don't give them anything with meat in it. So then you're kind of like, okay, well then, you know, like I know with my own son, with a little boy who comes over to play, his mother's vegetarian, so the child is vegetarian. So I'm being told, don't give them anything, which is fine. I respect the parents' wishes, you know. But there's kind of like, there is definitely a lot more pressure, I think, whereas before parents would just get together, kids would play, kids would run in and out of the house, up and down the road. Like now it's keeping up with the Joneses a little bit, and then, you know, the baking, the having certain activities, the kind of like, it's almost like school outside of school sometimes, because everything is so regimented with some of the play dates.
Journalist Niamh O'Reilly is with us on the line as well, Katie. Is there just too much pressure from parents, Niamh?
I mean, I think there sort of is, and I almost don't blame the parents. Like, I think a lot of the pressure is from social media, and seeing all of these really unattainable play dates that people are putting on, and like lavish spreads they're putting out. Like, I think we talked before about how, you know, I see these kind of mums making almost like charcuterie style boards. for kids.
Like there's like actually platters I've seen on Instagram of, you know, you have the cucumbers cut up, the peppers,
and
celery. And that's just, that's the sort of the starting charcuterie board that comes out, or grazing plate, followed by one that's all like muffins and treats. And like, it looks incredible, but like it's for a play date of a Wednesday.
Lovely. But I'm sorry, like no parent has time for that. They just absolutely don't. It's far too much pressure. And you know what? I'm not sure kids even want that or appreciate that. I think really when you strip it back, they just want to play with their friends. And I think maybe parents need to take the pressure off themselves and just take a step back and don't worry so much. I think kids will just have fun playing with other kids. And I think we've sort of almost made it something more than it needs to be. But I just think there's a lot of pressure, you know, on parents already. And this is an added one. You don't need, I think, as an experiment, the next play date you have, don't try and put as much effort into it and see how it goes. I bet you the kids will still have a total blast.
Now, look, I know it sounds like I'm having a go with the parents here, right? But let's be honest, a lot of this is for the Instagram leaf.
It is. And it's this unattainable pressure that we see from social media. And none of that is real, for example. So someone might be presenting a lovely grazing platter for a kid, but I bet you the rest of their house is just as messy as the rest of us, which is just that we don't see it. Like, messy houses are normal when you have kids and crumbs everywhere. And, you know, grazing platters are not the norm for most kids and play dates. And I think just give yourself a break, parents. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no such thing as a perfect parent or a perfect play date. And just strip it back to its basics. That's all kids want, really, at the end of the day.
Katie made the point, actually, a few moments ago, Niamh, you know, about, like, just maybe the imagination, whether it's that kids don't use their imagination as much or whether they're allowed to is probably another question. But this texter makes the point that there's just far too much organised fun nowadays anyway. Like, whatever happened to just letting the kids run free and do what they want when they're having a play date?
Like, my two boys are 5 and 7, and like, we live in a small house. Like, I effectively live in their playroom. They have so much stuff and toys, and sometimes they're sitting there and they're going, I'm bored. I'm like, how can you be bored? You have stuff around you to play with all the time. And I think that texter is right. We sort of have got into this habit of having to have something organized for them all the time, and activities and just let them play.
Yeah, let them enjoy it. This texter says, I absolutely hate when a child is coming over for a play date to the house, because a boy in my son's class came over, and with him he arrived with a list of what he can and can't eat. I'd planned frozen pizzas for them, but that was, needless to say, on the banned list. Tanya Sweeney is with us on the line as well. Tanya, are they just utterly out of control?
Well, they are. And I mean, it's not really for the benefit of the kids, is it? I mean, it's all a bit performative, and it's sort of, you know, parents cosplaying, as I said in my column, about, you know, just being the perfect parent and having it all and being able to pull fantastic kind of lunches out of nowhere, you know, even though they're working full time and all that. And I mean, it just becomes a sort of game, you know, one-upmanship, really. And it's super exhausting, I must say. Every time I hear the name, the word play date, I'm like, oh God, you know, it's going to be expensive, and it's going to be, a couple of hours.
That's
worth
the thing, isn't it? Because there's, like, from what I see or from what I hear from my friends, there's kind of an expectation that you go somewhere, you go to Fun Zone or Play Zone or what, you know what I mean? You have to go somewhere.
Well, yeah, I mean, funnily enough, I had a play date a couple of months ago and went to get all the bits and bobs like that. You know, there was a few dietary requirements, we'll say. And, you know, the grocery bill came to about 90 quid or something. And
for the play date?
I remember thinking, got it, for a play date, yeah. And I remember thinking, you know what, it would have been easier for me to go to the local soft play centre, which is about a tenner a go, you know. But, yeah, you do this thing. And, I mean, like I said, you know, you don't want to sort of shirk your round. You know, you don't want to be the parent who has the play date and after, you know, they've brought lovely hand-baked goods or stuff from a very nice bakery, you know, and you're there going, well, I think there's toilet roll in there. I mean, best of luck, I don't know, you know, which is how it was in my house for a very long time before all the play date kind of scene descended on me, really.
Children are exactly the same, says this texter, Tanya. They're exactly the same as they've always been. It's our fault that they're so dependent on us, because we mollycoddle them so much they've become little robots that have to be switched on with another treat. It's the parents are to blame. And I don't know if you...
I definitely agree.
Yeah, I don't know if you can shed any light on this one, or maybe you, Katie, either. But this texter says, it's only the girls' play dates that are extremely fancy, because the boys just want to go out and play soccer, get covered in muck, come in, eat chicken nuggets and then play Minecraft. This only happens at the girls' play date parties. I don't know. Is that true?
Well, I don't think so.
You know what? You don't think so? You think that the boys
elaborate? I think it's coming from the parents. No, I don't think it's the boys. I think it's coming from the parents. I think the parents probably does a little bit, like you said, coming out with the posh baked goods and that, you know, whereas chicken nuggets, few fish fingers, some chips in the oven should be plenty for them. Do you know what I mean? It's just like unnecessary.
Yeah, it's some of the messages coming into us today, though, are just absolutely brilliant with the level of extreme scenarios parents find themselves in because their child was at a play date the previous week and sure, they feel they have to return the favour and do the exact same performance. Keep your messages coming into us. We want to hear your play date horror stories. 087-1400-106. That's the WhatsApp number. That's Katie Mack from the Opinions Matter podcast, Niamh O'Reilly, journalist, and Tanya Sweeney from the Irish Independent as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.